Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the very best bits that was the week that was of the breakfast show that was.
Yeah.
I can never quite nail it, can I? No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Little does on this edition of the podcast, though, to be honest. It was a weird, wild week that we had. And this, as you can tell by the long, convoluted title, is the very best bits. These are our choice cuts. Present is me, David Robert Berry. Matt's here.
Yes, Matthew Edward Dyson here. Thank you.
And Andrea's here.
Hello.
Okay, not the full name, just hello.
Just hello.
Not revealing that.
No, cards close to the chest, etc. Yeah.
Is it really embarrassing, or is it? Why won't you say it, or have you not got one?
Andrea Louise Dorothy Fox.
Dorothy Fox is the 1940s screen siren never was. Love that.
Confirmation name. We won't get into it.
So, coming up, amongst other things, you're going to discover what my new favourite TV obsession is. This was part of the Cool Badge section, which we did on Wednesday show, wasn't it?
Yes.
On Wednesday show. We had a kind of overspill of content on this one. I don't want to give away the name of the show because it will plot spoil the podcast you're about to hopefully enjoy. But I'm going to read out and see if you can figure out what my new favourite show is from this. Dave, my husband and I also watch...
Redacted.
Every day, the presenter is always like, look at this delightful modern kitchen, shows cupboards with orange curtains on, or come and join me on the balcony, and it's 2 feet away from the neighbour's toilet window. It cracks me up. It's literally the worst, best comedy on TV. Also have to comment on the orange juice at the end of every episode. Why do they never drink it? Surely someone fancies a glass of orange juice. Come on. That's from Adele in New York.
I've never noticed the orange juice. Is that just for show?
No, I've noticed the orange juice. Yeah, it's at the end of every episode.
Really?
Of
Redacted.
But, you know, find out what that is a little later on. The other thing we discussed on the show was kind of lost and found, the most bizarre things you may have lost or you have discovered. And Jackie got in touch, and we didn't have time to do this on the show this week. So I'm so pleased that Jackie's made it into the bonus material because this is quite the thing to lose. She said, hi, Dave. Hi, team. I have a health condition named Fowler's Syndrome and have a remote control for my bladder, and I lost the remote control in the pub. Jackie, the pub called me to say they found it. We had a good laugh about the possibility of them being able to make me wee on demand when I came to collect it.
Wow, what a prank that would have been.
But imagine if they didn't know what the remote control did.
Just keep pressing.
You just people press buttons, don't they? I mean, luckily it doesn't work like that, but I was reunited with my bionicness. Jackie, thank you ever so much for that. So from the cool back to the lost and found and so much more in between. Thank you ever so much for getting the podcast. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, what's going on out there?
Well, first up, Josh Berry's Louis Theroux impression is the market leader, as we already know. He's featured on the Social IMO many times before. He actually went on Louis Theroux's podcast and they chatted to each other and you couldn't tell who was who.
Crazy.
It's so spot on. And now he's back making documentaries. This is Josh Berry as Louis Theroux looking into the world of the stag do. Here it is. Enjoy.
Is that not abuse?
It's
the stag do.
an all-male premarital bonding ritual billed by its advocates as one last night of fun, but by its critics as a culturally antiquated relic of lad culture and male toxicity. I wanted to see if I could be on one. My contact showing me the ropes. Best man, Phil.
Are you the best man?
I am, yeah.
Right.
Well, look, you know, the key to fitting in with the boys is to make sure you've got good banter. It's looking at someone's insecurities and rinsing them for it, yeah?
Is that not just a little bit hurtful?
If you want to fit in.
I was struck by banter's defensive function, where men, terrified of social devaluation themselves, use cruel humiliation techniques on those often at their lowest ebb.
Wow, he's really summed up the stag do very well.
He's used all the key Louis Theroux bingo card words as well. Yeah. Toxicity, hurtful, and defensiveness. Yeah. He always uses those.
Can I say that? Yeah, because there's so many Louis Theroux impressions now. They did it on Saturday Night Live at the weekend. They had actual Louis Theroux on there. Everyone's doing Louis Theroux impressions.
But Josh is the best.
Josh is the king. But yeah, I think maybe everyone can do it if you just say, can I say that?
No, it turns out they can't. But well done on workshopping that live on air. That's a very brave view.
I mean, Josh Berry, we must be related. Josh, you're a fellow Berry.
Yeah.
We must be cousins or something. Please come over and just do the impression all day at the house.
Oh, yes.
I would love it. Be at the Christmas table with us. Oh. With the fellow Berries. Come in, Josh. Come on.
A tale of a weasel, a woodpecker, and a huge plastic gorilla. An image.
I'm even more confused.
It's a kid's book.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid's book. It sounds like Julia Donaldson stuff. But it's an image that's gone viral. You may well have seen it. It looks like it's so good it could be AI, but it's not. It is a real photo taken by a photographer called Martin LeMay in Hornchurch Country Park in East London. I'll share it on my Instagram stories if you've not seen it, so you can have a look for yourself. It is a weasel flying on the back of a woodpecker, so it's like hitching a ride on the bird.
Attacking it, though?
Well, it looked like it might be doing it a favour, giving it a little lift somewhere. Nice, like a real Julia Donaldson storyline, but apparently not. It was feeding on the ground, the woodpecker, and the weasel launched an ambush attack, and then the woodpecker flew off, and eventually the weasel fell. Drop goes the weasel. Eventually, it fell to the floor, and it survived. Both animals were unhurt in the attack, but it's an amazing image.
It's an incredible picture.
The weasel riding along on the
wildlife
woodpecker.
Photographer of the year territory.
Surely. I mean, the woodpecker's got a real look of it. Once you know the backstory, the look on the eyes of the woodpecker.
Backstory.
The eyes of the woodpecker say a lot. It's freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. Not laughing at all. And a woman in Wakefield is facing a £20,000 fine over a giant gorilla statue that she has on a plinth outside the front of
her
house.
Now, sorry to interrupt, I've seen this, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. I like the gorilla statue.
I think it looks good.
I'm not one of her neighbours, but I like it.
I think it looks nice. So
I'm on her side.
Would you want your neighbour to have it, though? Is it that kind of
thing? No, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not her neighbour, so I don't have to like leave. But I like it.
But look, it's not at head height. So it's on a row of terraced houses. It's got a front garden, and it's raised on the upper floor of the house on a wooden plinth. There's no word on why she's done it, but it's called Caesar. It's a 4-foot gorilla, but sadly someone has grassed her up to the council.
Now
she might have
it's
to
grassed
pay.
Up the legal term or
that's the technical term.
Anything goes in shaky wakey. I'm from near that. That's what they call it, shaky wakey.
Does this sort of
no
thing
rules.
Happen a lot up there? Anyway, here is Adele Teal explaining more about this tricky legal situation she's in.
I don't want to go to court. I don't want to go to magistrates. I don't want to go to crown court because this is what they're saying. And it's going to cost around about £20,000, which is absolutely ridiculous over a plastic monkey at the end of the day, which it is really, isn't it? So, you know, if I have to take it down, I have to take it down. It's not harming anyone. It's plastic. It's not real. I'm not stupid, you know. It's just a plastic gorilla. People need to get life.
I couldn't agree with Adele more.
It's really reminding me of the Peachy's Hips Monkey for some reason. But yes, a giant plastic gorilla called Caesar. Yeah. There's no real explanation, but apparently she says it's a popular feature with the locals. So maybe that's why neighbours don't like it. Like
Rich,
kids come
this is your ends, right?
Yeah.
Find out why it's called Caesar. I think that's a Planet of the Apes reference, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But why has Adele got it? find these things
sorry,
out.
Sorry, you moved me from a sport role to an investigative role.
Yeah. This is the documentary I've been trying to make on The Breakfast Show for some years.
Feels above my pay grade, but thanks for the confidence in looking into it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
When one half of the relationship wants to have a long chat, but the other half just wants to zone out and relax, okay? It's a subject of...
Don't laugh too loudly, guys.
Sorry.
That
never happened.
You know they can hear us.
We can all relate to this. It's the subject of a great clip from Plowrog on TikTok. Here she is asking questions for when your boyfriend is busy and or tired. It's excellent.
Do you think a dust particle sees the Hoover as a prison or more just a space to hang out with like-minded individuals? Would you prefer for us to be two oranges next to each other in the same bowl or two adjacent segments in one orange? Would you rather be ostracised or ostrich-sized? If you had a Pokemon, do you think you'd feel bad putting it in the ball? If you had to pick one of your fingers...
I can feel myself saying, I've got an early start.
It's turned into an exact copy of it, which would you choose? Would you rather be wheat or chaff? In your opinion, how many unfortunate events constitutes a series? How much squash do you think you could drink in a day if you knew it was important? If you woke up tomorrow as a cat, would you still have a shower or would you clean yourself the cat way?
This is like me on holiday when I'm bored.
Yeah, to be fair, these are great conversation starters.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to be like, text us throughout the rest of the year on The Breakfast Show.
Actually, wait a minute, I'm going to turn the football off. I want to discuss this. Ostrich-sized or ostracised, amazing. Oh, I love the work, yeah. It's Talking Pet Friday, Dave.
Yes.
Animals acting like humans on social media. The first clip is one of the most shared clips of the year so far. You may well have seen this. It's gone massively viral. It's a sort of very muscular dog to vets getting its nails trimmed by the vet. And it's a very dramatic, over-the-top reaction when the clippers are used. And the dog starts throwing its head back and screaming in a very over-the-top way. Have a listen.
All right, just one little clip. Ready?
Oh, yes.
So dramatic, because I don't think it actually.
My daughter's like that when I try and cut her toenail.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a big deal.
Yeah, the dog is so human-like. Then I also have seagulls doing impressions of cats. This is amazing. This comes from Turkey, Turkiye.
I've rung the bell, that's right. Right.
So this is so on the streets of Turkiye, right, there are stray cats and they have a vending machine that feeds stray cats little biscuits. So passers-by will see cats waiting outside the vending machine. They'll put a bit of money in, press a button and the biscuits drop at the bottom. It's a great idea to feed stray cats. The seagulls have clocked this, seen what's going on.
They have.
And they've gone over there and they've started doing impressions of cats to try and con people into putting money in for them and giving them the free food. And this is a seagull mastering the art of doing a meow to get free food. It's a seagull. I mean, I'll share the video footage. Pretty close, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
Seagulls doing impressions of cats and to get free food. I quite admire it, really, but, you know, it just shows how, you know, how...
And you're going to share the video?
Yeah, how evil they are. Very devious birds, the seagull. Selfish.
You should be careful what you say. You live on the coast, mate. They're going to get you.
I saw a pan of chocolate get stolen from a child's hand outside school just the other day.
Why is it always
they stole a donut from Maggie once, my daughter.
Did they?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest. But we'll finish Talking Pet Friday with a duet with a seal. Not Seal the singer. I know you're a massive fan, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
An aquarium in the States, right? A part of your world from Disney's Little Mermaid is the song that the guy
also
at the aquarium is singing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great song. And the seal is just sat on a rock waiting for his moment to join in. It's beautiful.
Out of the sea, wish I could be part of you.
It.
Yes, that is
you're through for the next round.
Yeah, you are. You're going to the judge's aquarium. Yeah, that's your social ammo action. This virus trending is gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio.
I want to complete the sentence. Is it weird that our colleague and esteemed journalist Andrea is trying to get us drunk this early in the morning?
Hey,
and I don't know what are you up to. Why would you do this to us? What I can tell how alcoholic those things are that you've brought into the studio.
I think it's been cooked off mostly. To explain, I've been on holiday in case you missed it. I've come back from Bordeaux, one of the places I went. Little cannels, rum-soaked little cakes. Ooh. But I think they're cooked quite hot. They're quite sticky.
So cannel, they look really alcoholic to me.
Do they? Yeah.
But what's in them?
It's like a squidgy, very sort of eggy sponge. It sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah,
old Swiss can confirm these are delicious.
Yes, so producer Old Swiss said that he was mainly composed of these things by the time he got back from his trip to Bordeaux.
I'm
missing so
Comté cheese, so that's me right now.
So, well, thank you for bringing us treats, and how was your holiday?
It was a delight. Trebon.
So we saw a picture on the WhatsApp group, the continuing efforts of people to make the Breakfast Show WhatsApp group lit.
Even on my holiday.
You running in the rain.
Around Paris.
Yeah. Around Paris, which, how beautiful to run around Paris in the rain.
Yeah, it was lovely to see the queue for the Louvre.
And then just run past it.
I'm not interested.
We went to the Louvre and there was the queues are obviously unbelievable, but luckily Sarah Jane was like 8 months pregnant and some kindly Parisian security guard at the Louvre took kindly to her and said, come with me, and we bumped all the way up.
That's amazing. That is good,
this day, it's still the greatest thing Evie's ever done for me. So Andrea is trying to get us tipsy at this time of the morning, which is weird. What about you guys out there? Complete the sentence. Is it weird that... And now, in the past, we've had some strange folk come our way. Mm-hmm. And as I say, we celebrate you. We celebrate the listener who rinsed out his cafetiere in his flushing toilet. We celebrated the listener who collected all of his finger and toenail clippings in a carrier bag under his bed as a boy so that he could shake it and mimic the sound of a rattlesnake. He was celebrated on this show.
I've forgotten about him.
And now joining their ranks from Doncaster, we have Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. So when you were younger, your brother, whose name is Colin, you'd be on holiday or, you know, you'd be enjoying some summer months here in the UK. And every now and again, Colin would get sunburn. It's a terrible thing, an awful affliction. But, you know, many of us have suffered it in the past. You know, you must use sunscreen. You must be careful under those UVs. But when your brother Colin got sunburn, how did you used to help him out, Paul?
I used to try and help him out by peeling the skin off his back, and sometimes you get really long lengths of it. Yeah. So rather than just throw it away, I ate it.
No! Oh!
Oh! Oh, that's a step too far, Paul.
There it is. May I say as well, Paul, the delivery there, magnificent.
Really good, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
No one saw that coming.
Beautiful.
Because like, people do peel other people's sunburn. I think it happened in the 80s, but to eat it is a very different thing to do. I mean, did it taste of after sun, Paul?
What did it taste of?
What does your brother taste like, Paul? Answer the question.
A bit salty.
Salty Colin from Doncaster. Everyone's heard of him.
Have a strip of Salty Colin's back. Come on.
Salty Colin, he's a bit of an animal. So, Paul, how did Colin feel about this? Or did you have to be stealth? Were you wait till he'd kind of fallen asleep and go over and just nick a bit off him? And did you do it using any kind of implement? Was it like when you see someone carving a kebab?
Yeah.
Like, how did you go about getting it off him?
Well, at first, he didn't know I was doing it. He didn't know I was eating it. I used to just put them on the floor, and he'd turn around every so often, and he'd just turn around and said, what are you chewing? And I just said, some of your skin.
What the hell?
It's the use of the word chewing that's got me.
I went through a phase of trying different things to eat, including... I sent the text in ages ago. I used to buy a box of matches, burn the match, and just chew the head off and eat that.
And do you prefer the taste of burnt matches or your brother? Which one?
No, me brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Colin's back every time.
I feel you, bro.
He's family, yeah. And you don't get a fuzzy jaw.
Nothing compares to the taste of sunburnt, Colin. It's one of the fine delicacies. a la carte Colin is one of the finest things you can eat. Oh, yeah. So when did you, when, what age were you roughly when you started doing this, and what age, please tell me it stopped. What age were you when it stopped, Paul? Tell me it stopped.
I started when I was about 11, and I kept on going. It must have been well after 16 when I stopped.
It's a good shift, that.
Yeah. 5 years.
Well after 16. Well, basically, bordering on adulthood.
Yeah, I used to encourage him to go out with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Hide the sun cream.
Yeah. Oh, oh, I'll be chowing down on the buffet of Colin later. Marvellous. So, and is Colin your big brother or your little brother?
He's my big brother, but he's deceased now, bless him.
Oh, oh, okay. Well,
I didn't eat him to death. I didn't eat him to death.
Oh, no, absolutely. Look, we're celebrating the memory of Colin here on The Breakfast Show. And Paul, I love that you've come on. I really do. And I've loved that you've told such a beautiful family tale. I mean, it's weird, but that's what we asked for. But as I said at the very beginning, so brilliantly told. And, you know, our thoughts are with your brother Colin. Not because you were eating him, obviously.
But to be fair, it was him who taught me to swallow bacon round and bring it back.
Oh, it was you that did that. Wait, as well.
Hang on a second. Wow.
Please stop eating raw bacon.
Paul, keep on messaging us. You're a gold mine.
Clearly just for you, Paul.
Never change, Paul. Lots of love to the family, mate. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you. Bye.
Speak to you later. Cheers, Paul. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. I think I'll see my piece. I'll be my dad. Yes, thank you so much for calling. Goodbye. We love you, Paul. Take care, man. There's been such a reaction. Thank you ever so much for them. That call deserved an 18 rating and some kind of warning, Dave, says one listener. Omar on Instagram got in touch saying, saying Paul's literally got his brother's back.
That's excellent.
John Richardson and the literal police could do nothing about that. Omar speaks the truth. Paul's literally got his brother's back. And as if things couldn't get any more Silence of the Lambs, have a listen to this from Fiona in Bromley. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. I used to keep my kids' baby teeth in a Winnie the Pooh special pot. One day, I caught my youngest son trying on my eldest son's teeth.
trying them on for size.
I don't think he actually ate them, but it was gross nonetheless.
Reminds me of like history lessons where the Victorians would use old teeth. They'd have other people's teeth put in dentures
into their own as grim. I say, it's been quite a grim edition of the show. I've loved it, so thank you once again to Paul in Doncaster and of course to Fiona from Bromley.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio.
It's time to talk Lost and Found, and the reason we are doing this is because the fine folk in facilities here at Bower Towers send out a weekly email, and included in that email are some of the items they have found around this, I'm going to call it, media hub. The most recent email says it appears we are currently experiencing a full-scale invasion of water bottles. If you recognise one of yours, please come and collect it from the post room. But, I mean, obviously, there are so many comings and goings here. I mean, that, you know, in Lost and Found, you could find Rita Ora's Alice Band.
Yes,
or
Slash His Hand.
You know, it could be any. It could be anything. Yeah. You know, that's what you could find. And they have stumbled across an object I have not seen in many years. An object I must admit I forgot existed, and an object that's making an appearance in the month of May. Yes, on Tuesday the 19th of May, in the Lost and Found, on a hanger, photographed and sent out on a company-wide email, the blue suit jacket with reindeers on it that Father Wixmas wore as part of a festive Wix giveaway on Christmas 2024.
Yeah, that's when Father Wixmas wore it.
Christmas 2024, Father Wicks was a... How did he sound?
He sounded very much like lots of my characters. Very similar.
Very similar indeed.
It's a hideous jacket. It's got snowflakes on it as well as the reindeer. It's blue and light blue. It's horrible. I think I'd blanked it out of my memory, to be honest.
It's horrific. And the fact they photographed it next to just a plain black puffer jacket that someone... That's Rita Ora's again. Yeah. She's left behind. Makes it even more garish. So it is on the lost and found email of the week.
I want to know if someone's going to claim it.
Yeah.
Just walk out of the media hub.
Our boss wearing it on the way out. Where are you going with that? So it is the Breakfast Show Lost and Found. It is, of course, as it's the Breakfast Show, unique items only, please. Hi, Dave. My mate Mike has a prosthetic chin and lost it in Wicks in the timber aisle.
Wow.
It's pretty unique. Good morning,
wow.
Mike. Morning, all. When I was a teenager, my older sister bought me a gorgeous underwear set when I passed my dance exams. I loved them. Then one day, the bra disappeared and was never found again. I blamed my mum for months because I said she had lost it whilst doing the washing. Then years later, my younger brother fessed up that he was the one who'd got rid of it. My mum used to tumble dry everything, and my brother was at a school disco when he felt something in the arm of his jumper.
No.
And he pulled out his sister's bra whilst on the dance floor.
What?
And just disposed of it straight away.
I can't believe no one saw it.
He didn't swing it around his head? No?
And they never spoke of it
again.
Yeah.
Redacted.
Redacted indeed. That's from Ali in Cambridgeshire. This is inspired by the fact that the fine folk at Facilities have sent out the weekly email, including the lost and found section for everybody here at Bower. And one of the items pictured is Father Wixmas's jacket. It's garish, it's blue, it's got reindeers and snowflakes on it. Also, it's not been used on this breakfast show since Christmas of 2024. So where it's been...
We forgot it existed, yeah.
And how it's only just been found, I have no idea. But it is, it's just occurred to me, a unique item of breakfast show history.
Yes.
So, Lost and Found has opened. I went and grabbed a jacket, and it's occurred to me, I'm going to give it to one of you out there. We've got your chance to win the most one-off bespoke piece of merchandise we have ever given away in Breakfast Show history, once worn by Father Wixmas himself. This jacket is to die for, and if you don't believe me, well, here's fashionista and host of the Magic Radio Breakfast Show, Gok Wan, with all you need to know.
It's single-breasted, blue jacket. It's, I would say, from an alpine theme. It's got reindeers on, I'm going to be very honest, and it's also got snowflakes. It's in every shade of blue you can imagine. You wouldn't be out of place in this jacket if you were a karaoke host in Aspen. Yeah. I'm not too sure whether there are karaoke hosts in Aspen, but if you are one, you need to have this jacket. Other than that, the only thing that I can say is you may want to wear sunglasses or give out sunglasses if people are going to look at you whilst wearing this little number.
Basically, what's not to love? That's what we're getting from Gok there. Thank you to Gok for his time. So we've got the jacket. It is, as I say, the most bespoke piece of merchandise we have ever given away. And if you would like to own it to impress your friends, family and colleagues, well, we're going to play a little game. And its name, and I literally had a song to think of this, so bear with me, is Straight Faced Jacket.
Oh, right.
So, Matt, what are we about to do? What were we discussing just now?
One of us is wearing the Father Wixmas jacket now, as we speak. Mm. But who? Come on air, correctly guess which member of the team is in the jacket, and you will win. It's that simple.
Okay, so we're going to go round, and you just have to think. You just have to try and imagine which member of the team is currently wearing the Father Wixmas jacket that will be yours. Mm. Okay, I'll begin. Hello, I'm Dave Berry, and I'm wearing the Father Wixmas jacket. Matt?
Hello, I'm Matt, not Father Wixmas, but I am wearing the jacket.
Andrea?
Hello, I'm Andrea Fox, and I am wearing the jacket.
Rich?
I'm Rich Williams. I'm very confused by my colleagues because I'm wearing the jacket.
Oh! So who is wearing the jacket? It is time to give away a jacket. A jacket worn by Father Wixmas, the festive period of 2024, and unearthed by the Lost and Found Department here at Bower. But which one of us was wearing the jacket? That was the big question. Joining us right now on line one to have a guess is Natasha. Good morning, Natasha.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks, Nat. Great having you on the show. So we all claim to be wearing the jacket, but only one of us is. To make that jacket yours, who do you think's wearing the Father Wixmas jacket?
I think that Matt is wearing the Father Wixmas jacket.
Matt, are you wearing the Father Wixmas jacket?
I am not.
Natasha, sorry, that is incorrect. Listen to the disappointment in her voice. Sorry, Nat, sorry. Okay, joining us on line two, we have Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve, welcome to the show. So we know Matt's not wearing the Father Wixmas jacket. Could it get any more tense in here?
18 months in the making, this, isn't it?
Maybe I should take this jacket off. Steve, who do you believe is wearing the Father Wixmas jacket to make it yours, to have it hanging in your wardrobe? Which member of the team?
I think it's Andrea.
Steve, I can reveal blue is my colour. I am wearing the jacket.
Steve, well done. Yeah.
And I don't think Father Wixmas used antiperspirant.
Hey, how dare you?
That's one of Matt's close personal friends you're talking about there.
Yeah. Please don't tell him.
Steve, what are you going to do with the Father Wixmas jacket?
Well, I'll probably wear it around Stafford.
Why not? I'm just going to wear it around Stafford, Dave.
All year long.
Why not? So there we go. One of the most bespoke pieces of merchandise and historic item from this breakfast show has been won by listener Steve. Congratulations, Steve. Unlucky, Nat. Speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning, and way back in the day here on The Breakfast Show, that meant your opportunity to hand in the cool badge. And then just because things got a bit cray-cray...
Yeah.
That's a cool badge in itself.
Things got a bit cray-cray, man. You know? Also, everyone seems to get cooler, collectively cooler, perhaps.
For a while. There was a period in our collective history when we were all just a little bit cooler. But then everyone grew a moustache, so I've decided to bring back the cool badge section. So 8, 12, 15. For all of you many newcomers to The Breakfast Show, firstly, welcome. And secondly, effectively, the idea came to me about 8 years ago that we're all walking around with a little circular badge on our lapel that says cool, COOL. But every now and again, we will inevitably say or do something that can only be considered seriously uncool, and that's when you need to unpin the badge. So it doesn't necessarily have to be your own badge. It can be the badge of a work colleague, a family member, a friend. Now, the number is 8-12-15. The first badge I am going to take today belonged to my lovable producer, Old Swiss, who was charged with coming up with some background music for this talky bit. And, well, have a little listen to what he conjured for us all this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
What?
It's a bit Sergeant Bilko, isn't it? It's very old.
That's like the song the kids sing in The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah, they're all a bit Sound of Music.
Yeah, there's a lot of Leidenhose going on today, isn't there? Anyway, Swiss, give me the badge.
Oh, it makes me really miss the Curb Your Enthusiasm music, doesn't it? It's close, but not quite right, Swiss. You've gone a bit more Austrian, I'm afraid.
He's taken the wrong music out of the library on this occasion. It definitely has.
Though.
There won't be any late charges on that one, let me tell you. It's going straight back. So
it's only fair, if I'm asking you to give me the badge, that I hand mine in as well, because I have a new TV favourite. I have got a show that I am watching obsessively throughout the day.
Right.
Now, this is a television show that has been on air since 2001. So I am a latecomer.
Okay, right.
It's an afternoon delight. It is the jewel in the terrestrial television crown.
Oh, is it that Go and Buy a House in the Country one? I'm getting quite into that at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got that.
What it's called, though.
I've got that.
Yeah.
But I've got Exotic.
Okay.
I'm talking A Place in the Sun, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look at the Hypebeast one, but it's the first time he's ever looked disappointed in me. One of his heroes has fallen. Just always so much worship from that corner of the studio, and now a little bit of him's died inside. I can't stop watching A Place in the Sun.
Yeah, I've got into that in many periods of my
life.
Have you? Yeah, in the daytime.
But it's like a uni thing, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the kind of thing that you should have been watching at university. Why have I got into it now?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a parent. Now's not the time for A Place in the Sun.
What annoys me is they never end up buying. They look around all the properties and they go, there's something to think about there, isn't there? We'll come back another time. Well, maybe we'll buy. But you've got to commit to what you've been shown.
Yeah, think of the story arc throughout the show,
exactly.
Will you, people? Well, the thing that gets me is, and again, I'm not here to badmouth A Place in the Sun, and I'm sure that over the years, because it's been around for so long, everyone would have said that, like, some of the budgets are just unbelievable. You want a swimming pool, four bedrooms, and a separate masonette, and you've got £8.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we can
do. Living in the dream world,
but more than that, it's there's a thing in television called B-roll, and so like an assistant director or camera operator will be sent out to go and get B-roll, and that's the little stuff that they kind of cut in throughout the show. I don't know what's wrong with the B-roll people on A Place in the Sun. Why have you just filmed that garage that's just falling down? It's crumbling in one corner.
Right, yeah.
Like there's rust that's like stained the side of this like estate, and you've decided to film that as your B-roll.
They're making it look nice.
There are other parts of Portugal. There's a beach over there, Jim, for heaven's sake. Anyway, A Place in the Sun has entered my life and I couldn't be more happy about it, but I appreciate just how uncool that is. So there's my badge. Now give me yours. Ben's got in touch saying, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. Yesterday, I collected 5 pallets of mouse traps.
Who knew?
When the forklift driver had finished loading them, he handed over the paperwork and a pen so I could sign for the goods. The pen, Dave, was amazing. It wrote so smoothly, with ease and with a thick, clear, blue line.
Yes, that's good.
What happened next will haunt me for the rest of my week. Nice pen, I said. He looked at me with a degree of disbelief, only to make things worse by adding, it writes so smooth. I hung my head and immediately handed in my cool badge.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I got obsessed with that pen?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, the big crystal, wasn't it? The original ball.
Even now, it's making me feel hot under the collar.
Yeah, you see, I can relate to them. They are pretty smooth. It's quite a nice experience.
But do you remember the thick, clear blue line of the big crystal?
Oh, so nice.
What a pen.
Oh, yeah. And if you ever...
Great times, guys. Great times.
The fact that Matt remembers, we are
so
like an old married couple, aren't
we?
Do you remember that time I got obsessed with
the
pen?
He used to love the big crystal.
I got obsessed with it.
He bought a load of them. You bit a big
we
job
did.
Up, didn't you? Yeah.
Anyway, Ben, we've got £8 to spend. I'd like to buy a mansion in Tenerife. Thank you. That's what I said to him. But someone who's having a torrid time today in this section since it returned to The Breakfast Show is producer Old Swiss, because earlier on we shared with you the background music he decided to choose for this section on its triumphant return. I mean,
bizarre.
Could he get any more uncool than that? A man whose nickname comes from the fact he always carries a Swiss Army knife with him, always ready to screw and unscrew things around the studio. Well, they are getting uncool, but for a wonderful, beautiful reason, and that's because producer Old Swiss, our friend Dave, and his wife are expecting their first baby. Congratulations.
Yay. Lovely news.
We love this. We are so, so pleased for you both. Of course, what this means is that you're going to have to put your replica Game of Thrones sword in the shed.
Ah, at last.
There you go.
Is it actually sharp?
Is it actually sharp? Yeah.
Is it? Oh.
So Vicky has said, you know, we're about to become parents for the first time. You have to put the sword in the shed.
What a weird childproofing.
Yeah.
There's
bizarre,
not many households are having that conversation. It is literally time to put childish things away.
I think it was one of the main reasons Vicky wanted to have a baby was just to get rid of those damn swords. The worst thing you can imagine in a living room.
I know what you're thinking. Yes, it is heart's bane.
It is from the House of Tarly.
Oh, yes.
Of course, yeah, there you go. Okay. So, yes, we are so thrilled that you are expecting your first child. It is great news. And also, I think it is about time that the House of Tarly Heartsbane.
Yeah.
So, please. Just trip off the tongue.
Put
so
them in the shed.
It's time to put them in the shed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
We continue our mission to compile a comprehensive list of the UK's unusual trust issues. Now, we need your help to do this, of course. The number, it ain't changed. It's 8, 12, 15. So far, you know, since we began this journey some months ago, and with your help, we know that you have some trust issues with people who constantly smile, mm-hmm. who carry a comb in their pocket, people yes. who close their eyes when they talk to you, especially when they raise their eyebrows so their eyelids are stretched over their eyeballs that they really mm-hmm. protrude. Mm-hmm. People who don't move their arms when they walk. Of course, people with tiny mouths.
Of course, yeah.
People who wear their jumpers over their shoulders. Mm-hmm. People who lick their lips constantly when talking to you. And people who buy sandwiches or wraps from small franchised petrol stations.
The weirdest of the bunch so far, that.
So that's the list thus far. There's many more, but I thought I'd kind of break it down a little bit for you. Steve gets us underway this morning. I don't trust people that put ketchup all over their chips rather than dip the chips into the ketchup.
Agreed.
You agree with that?
Fully. Well, then when you're picking up your chips, you're just going to get ketchup on your hands. What's the point in doing that? It makes no sense.
It says the man wearing the wet trousers.
It does sog up the chips a little bit as well, actually, now you mention it. Yeah.
It's good to be able to control how much ketchup you have.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, hence the dipping. Yeah. Nessie in Doncaster goes one step further. She doesn't trust adults that use ketchup. She says there should be a cut-off
what?
Point.
That is mad.
Is it a kid's food? I don't know about that.
That's what Nessie believes it to be.
And what about mayo? I'm worried now about all the other condiments you could have.
I think ketchup is the most childish of all the condiments, isn't it?
Mayo's mature.
Strictly for grown-ups.
Yeah.
18 plus condiments.
At an 8th birthday party, they're not passing around the Dijon mustard, are they? Let's face that, you know what I mean? Dave, I do not trust men who bare their feet in public. 100%.
Don't know about trust, I just don't want to see it.
Don't want to see
it. Put it away.
I don't trust people that start every sentence with the word basically.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Well, basically, I think,
Lee in Manchester says, I don't trust men that walk into a public bathroom with three urinals and choose to use the one in the middle.
100%.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, they're middle lane hoggers.
There's a system. There's a system here. It's you walk in and you go left.
Yes.
Right.
And then if left's already gone, you go to the cubicle.
Yeah, right.
Or you go right. Yes. Then if you absolutely have to, like you're at London Bridge train station, you go in the middle.
Only then in the middle. Yeah,
so we're with you, Lee.
That's the system.
I don't trust anyone with a leather phone holder connected to their belt. And sitting on their hip from Paul from Bridgend. Do they still exist?
I've not seen them for a long time. That's like a cowboy like with a holster, isn't it?
I mean, it used to be like for the old Nokias
Nokia leather cases, clipped to the belt.
Someone from IT with the Nokia.
Yeah.
But I mean, I suppose people do have their... Older people tend to have their phones in leather cases.
In the
like
leather
you,
wallets. I'm not of that generation, thankfully.
I saw one in a shop the other day, one of those leather wallets, so I thought, that actually looks quite nice.
What's a clip to your belt?
Just the little leather.
Oh, okay. Don't do it.
I know.
Put your Oyster card in it and your bank card.
It's handy, isn't it? It protects the screen and you can keep your cards in there.
Let's just ruddy do this, guys. Come on, everyone. To the shops. Never, ever, ever, ever. That's four evers.
Wow.
Trust anyone who walks around with keys clipped to their belt loop. It's a passionate Scott Parsons
like
in Shrewsbury. That's Scott messaging from E-Wing. thank you, Scott. Emma from Rayleigh. I don't trust people who win millions on the lottery and then just carry on living the same life. And I don't think she means remaining anonymous when you win big.
Yeah.
I think Emma's just saying people who just go back
they
to work.
They just still go to work knowing they've got loads of money.
You know, I might treat myself to a new leather phone holder, but that's all. You know, I'm done. I'm happy with just that. Now, this is massive from Brett. This is one of the biggest unusual trust issues I've ever had to add to the list. But on the list it goes. Brett from West Norwood says, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. An old friend of mine used to say he didn't trust blonde men.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean, yet?
Yep.
Naturally. Naturally, or with like frosted tips? Well, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, men with highlights, don't trust them. Yeah, 100%.
But they got the old sun in out before they went on holiday. Yeah, okay.
What?
So you can still join in. We are compiling that list of the UK's most unusual trust issues. And joining us right now, well, it's a follow-on because we began this morning. We've listened to Paul messaging in saying that he didn't trust people who eat soggy cereal.
Yeah.
And right now, joining us on line one is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sarah, welcome along to the show. So, Sarah, there is somebody in your life who you don't trust. And unfortunately, that person is your husband. And why don't you trust him, Sarah?
Well, you've been talking about soggy cereal this morning.
Mm.
My husband not only eats soggy cereal, he pre-soaks it in a milk bath, lets it sit for about 5 minutes. Any milk that hasn't turned soggy in soggy cereal gets poured down the sink. What? He then sits and eats whatever concoction is left, soggy cereal.
Oh, my goodness,
just like a mushy bowl with no milk swimming around because he's chucked that chat.
Just a mushy bowl.
What is he thinking?
Like a congealed cereal.
Oh, it's making me gag.
Yeah. Sarah, actually, you used the word monstrosity in your message into the studio, which is why we were so keen to get you on.
What's he doing? It's not like overnight oats, is it? It's, it's got to be fresh and crispy cereal. What is he thinking?
Well, a milk bath as well.
He's actually sat beside me. He had no
put him
idea
on! Put him on right now!
Here he is.
Hello?
Hi. You know what you've done. You know who you are. Don't you try and twist us around your little finger. Oh, no, no, no. Monstrosity is the word that Sarah's using. What's your name, please?
Kieran.
Kieran. Listen, Kieran, welcome to The Breakfast Show. Thanks for being so bold in taking the phone. So when did you start consuming your cereal in this manner?
I've always done it since I was a child.
Okay.
Just don't particularly like milk.
Right.
So I tend to soak the cereal and pour the milk away and eat the soggy cereal.
Maybe.
Kieran sat in a lay-by going, how has it come to this?
Why am I being grilled about this?
I know you've done it since a child. Maybe now's the time to grow up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Maybe now's the moment.
This is your intervention. There's 2.5 million of us here. We're doing it live on air. So what's the cereal of choice? Because I'm thinking I could possibly let it slide if it's Cocoa Pops.
Mm. Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
but you're missing out on the chocolate milk then, aren't you?
Well, that's true. Berries, do you know what? I don't know what
berries.
I said.
I do like cornflakes. I actually pour honey all over the cornflakes with the milk, just to give it a bit of flavour, and then pour the milk and
give it a soak.
It's so bleak.
It's like homemade crunchy nuts.
Yeah.
Hang on, can you talk us one more time through making your cereal in the morning?
Get the bowl out.
Yeah.
Get the cornflakes from the cupboard. Mm-hmm. Pour a large bowl of cornflakes into the bowl. Get the milk. Pour the milk into the cereal. Make sure it's fully covered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's borderline too much milk.
Okay.
Let it soak for about 2 to 3 minutes.
2 to 3 minutes.
And then I pour the milk down the sink and eat the soggy cornflakes.
Do you need a sieve or...?
I feel sorry for the cornflakes in this.
This is not what Mr. Kellogg wanted. This is not what he intended.
Please give it up for our new best friends, Kieran and Sarah, everyone. Well
Lovely
done, guys. Thank you once again to Kieran and, of course, to Sarah. There we go. We are adding that to your list of unusual trust issues. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where 10 minutes ago I told tale of an international icon and friend of this show accidentally posting their mobile number on their social media. And the person in question is the one and only
Mr. Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. So LG is quite prolific on X and on Insta, isn't he? And he's got millions of followers, and he's always very funny on there as well.
Yeah.
And he was doing something quite nice. His partner, Debs, is a huge Arsenal fan.
Yes.
And she was sporting her Dennis Bergkamp throwback jersey and arms thrust in the air. Liam took a pic of her and basically wanted to post in solidarity with his partner's team winning the league.
Yeah, nice thing to do.
But he did it in an unusual way. What did he do?
Well, I've never done this. It feels like quite an Alan Sugar style move, this, really. But he took a picture straight from WhatsApp and then shared it onto his Twitter, which means when you do that, it includes your mobile phone number underneath the image that you shared. So everyone, for a moment until it was taken down, had Liam Gallagher's personal mobile phone number. So, I mean, he's going to have to change it now, surely.
Yeah. Someone called him for more tour announcements, but apparently didn't have any news at this stage. He did confirm the documentary is going to be coming out soon on Disney Plus. There's a lesson to us all taught by Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
If you're going to be posting stuff straight from your WhatsApp, it will include your number. Yeah. And of course, congratulations to Debbie and all the other Arsenal fans out there once again on winning the league.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the only breakfast show in the world that cares about you enough to let you finally tell that story that you've not spoken of for many, many months or maybe even years. The number is 8-12-15. And getting us underway this morning, we have Paul in Lincoln. And he says, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. 8 years ago at the kids' school sports day, I took part in the dad's sprint. What could possibly go wrong? While at school, I was sporty and fast. Mm-hmm. But at 47, now I'm a lot slower and fatter. I wanted to win to make the kids proud, so I sped up halfway to win. I pulled my hamstring, but tried to keep going. I was waddling at this point, which made my shorts fall down. Oh, no, what? Paul. And I saw lots of people pointing and laughing, and my wife looked horrified.
Oh, dear.
My boxer shorts had failed that day.
As well?
They had failed. I crossed the finish line. I looked down to see my...
Redacted.
...hanging out. I tucked my...
Redacted.
...back in and kept waddling all the way home. We soon moved schools. And I've never spoken about it again until now. And then after all of that, Paul finishes with, great show, guys.
Great show, guys.
Great show.
How do you ever get over that?
Great show, guys.
It sounds like a nightmare, doesn't it? The kind of thing you'd wake up sweating from a dream.
That's why just don't enter the parents' race. Do not enter.
Only thing
That's
to do.
That's the lesson.
Yeah, the only sensible thing to do. And now we hear from a listener by the name of Danny, who we wanted to get on air, but he was on the school run. But he said, feel free to read it out. I often wake up sweating thinking about this, is what he said to us. Dave, I'm an actor in immersive theatre shows. I once said something that made an audience member laugh out loud, and as he laughed, a tiny piece of a sandwich he'd recently eaten flew straight from the back of his throat and straight down the back of mine.
No.
I could taste it. It was cheese and pickle.
This is more grim than the soggy cornflakes. That is disgusting.
We both knew it had happened, but neither of us mentioned it again. From Danny.
That is truly stomach-turning. Horrible, horrible story.
Volleyed from mouth to mouth.
What a way to share a buffet.
Thank you, Danny. And now, as promised, we have Rachel in Sheffield. Morning, Dave and team. I once went into a toilet cubicle at work where someone had left a big old mess, if you know what I'm saying. I walked out and used another. As I'm washing my hands, a colleague walked into the same cubicle and out again immediately. I looked in the mirror at her and I said, I've just done that.
Bad choice of words.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the look she gave me indicated she thought I'd left the mess, not that I'd walked in and out of the cubicle immediately like she had.
We never spoke about it again. That is from Rachel. If you have a story, something that happened that's weighing heavy on you and you want to share it with the group, well, let it all hang out.
Redacted.
Honestly, you can email me right now. We'll get you on air next week on The Breakfast Show. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Absolute Radio.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.